So have you noticed any changes in the neighborhood, kind of just by picking up the garbage? Have you noticed like new people moving in or things like that?
I think a lot of people are moving out,
Yeah.
to be honest.
Out of the village.
Yeah, out of the area itself. I don't know about Chinatown. Who knows what's going on down there? There's too many people to even know anything. But it's funny, as you've been on the job a while, you'll get to know, like, all right, so usually we pick up this amount of weight on a certain day, and lately it hasn't been that much on those certain days. So, I mean, usually garbage means that less garbage, less people creating the garbage, you know? So I think people are moving out. I mean, you notice changes, like they changed the park over. They moved the whole thing over.
Oh, yeah.
That was a huge project. And
Right.
you know, all the construction they do, all the buildings, the meat packing district, which there's no more meat in, you know? It's totally renovated.
Right.
So you notice the changes from being around.
What do you think about those changes?
Yeah, I mean, they don't affect me, to be honest. They don't affect me, so it's all right. I mean, it's nice. It's nice. It's pretty. They opened up some nice restaurants and nice bars over in the meat packing district. And I guess they made it nicer, you know? So I guess it's pretty cool.
Yeah. Do you hang out around here, or is it like, oh, I'm at work?
Actually, not as much as I should, because, you know, this is a great area to go. It's got a lot of, what's the word? I don't know, I just drew a blank. It's got a lot of nice and different things. You know, you can go out to eat, you can go to a bar, you can go to a club, you could hang out on McDougal Street. You know what I mean? There's a lot of different things that you could do. And I always said, like, you know, we work in the city and we hardly ever go out here. But we do. You know, we'll stay out after work and go out and hang out, all the guys, grab a beer.
So you socialize with your
Yes.
colleagues a lot.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. My uncle is going to be the best man at my wedding,
Oh, fun.
so he's you know one of my workers, and you know they're all we're all friends. Most of the guys that got on are younger now. You know, I'm 26, and a lot of the guys are around my age. So, and we're all most a lot of us are from Staten Island, more or less the same areas. You know, Staten Island's not too big, so.
Right.
But yeah, a lot of nice guys got on. A lot of good friends. Make a lot of good friendships.
Growing up in Staten Island, did you come to the city a lot?
My grandma lived on Commerce, so I would say once a month we were in this area, the
Yeah.
village, you know. And yeah, about once a month.
And is it your mom's mom or your
It
dad's?
is my mother's grandparents.
So did she grow up around
My
here
mother
too?
was born here, but at 1 year old moved. And my mother's mother lived on Broome Street. My mother's mother lived on Broome Street, my mother's father lived on Commerce. So my aunt still lives on 13th Street and Greenwich Avenue. So, yeah, I guess there's a little family history in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so you're New Yorkers from way back.
Right.
Yeah. Do you think that your job has changed the way that you kind of see the city? Like before you started this kind of work, like did you think of the city in a different way than you do now?
I guess only from the point of view as like seeing the city as a little kid and then seeing the city as a grown up. I think I don't know if it's changed, really changed, or changed like my point of view has changed. Like I used to come and see the big buildings and see like, oh, it's so crazy and everything. And now being a grown up, I'm like, oh, people are just going to work, doing what they gotta do. You know what I mean? So definitely different point of view, but probably just maturity leads to that, you know?
So you don't think that like driving up and down the streets all day has made you feel anything different about Manhattan or the village?
No,
No.
I can't say that it has.
Okay. Do you know anything about New York that you wouldn't have known otherwise?
Yeah, how to get around. Gets a little tricky in certain areas, and other than that, I mean, not really. I'm sure you pick up tidbits here and there, and none that I could even recall right now, so I guess they're not that important.
So you said before that you grew up kind of near Fresh Kills.
Yeah.
Did you have any sense of like, oh, this is a huge pile of garbage and like, was it kind of invisible to you?
Yeah, I mean, I guess I knew it was there. You know it's there. It's the Staten Island dump, and every time you're on your way to the mall, it stinks during the summer because of the humidity, and you know, you're like, oh my God. But other than that, I mean, I guess it just is what it is. When you grow up there, it's there, you know? It's not like it came in while I was there and left, you know what I'm saying? It was there the whole time, so.
Yeah.
You just sort of are accustomed to it.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about it becoming a park now?
I think it's a great idea. I don't know what, you know, the dangers are to that at all. I mean, people have been throwing trash in there for a long time, and you don't know what's in there, and, you know.
Yeah, you saw it from space.
Yeah, is that true? Or is that
I think that's true. Yeah. I heard that.
I was going to say that, but I was like, I don't know. That might have been a rumor. Like,
it sounds ridiculous, but I've heard it multiple times.
Yeah. So. No, me too. So, yeah, maybe it is true. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big thing. It's huge, and there's, you know, you got to go around it. There's no going through it. You got to go around it. Everybody sees it. And, but from, like, my point of view, it's not really an eyesore because it was there forever, you know? And it's going to be there forever, whether they make it a park or, you know. I don't know how successful they'll be with that. I don't know too much about making parks, but, you know, there's a lot of garbage under there.
Yes, that's true. What was I going to say? Do you ever think now that you're a sanitation worker, about where, like, your garbage goes that you create?
No, not really. I mean, I know it goes in the back of the truck that I put it in, and then it goes to the dump that I dump it in, and I think it gets shipped off somewhere. I'll be honest, I couldn't even tell you.
Mm-hmm. So it hasn't, like, changed your habits at all? Do you try to make less garbage, or?
No. Yeah. No, not really, to be honest. I mean, I don't know. How do you go about making less garbage?
Pretty hard problem.
Yeah.
So, do you think working in Manhattan is different than working in the other boroughs?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm sure that working in every borough is completely different than working other places. Just, you know, the guys, you could, there's like a thing on the job where you could tell where a guy's from by how he works, or like, you know, some people work slower, some people work faster. They call it running, where like a guy's a runner. He'll just get up and get done, and he just wants to get done no matter what. Or there are guys that just take their time, nice and easy, work calm. And that, I think, goes by where you work mostly, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you can definitely tell the difference.
So what is your area like?
I'd say we're in the middle. We go out there and do our job every day. You know, we're mostly, you know, we, in Manhattan too, all the routes get finished pretty much every single day, barring something happening. And we go to the dump if we can, you know. Mm-hmm. So we pretty much just go out there and work. You know, I wouldn't say that we run like crazy, and I wouldn't say that we are slow either, you know.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the biggest misconception people have about your job?
I don't know. To be honest, I never really thought of that.
Mm-hmm.
I never really thought about it. Frankly, I really could care less what people think about my job or me. You know, I'm happy. Yeah. So I think that's as far as I ever really concern myself with it.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think you'd want people to know about your job that we haven't covered already?
What would I want people to know? Nothing. I'm happy with my job, and I don't want to tell everybody about it, because then they might want my job, and then they'll be happy too.
Mm-hmm.
So the less everybody knows, the better.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, fair enough. Do you work with any women?
Yes.
Like, do they collect trash?
Yes, yes. We've had, since I've been in Manhattan too, we've worked with two women. One was the wrecker operator, which is the tow truck, the sanitation tow truck. That was her spot, 8 to 4. And, you know, if your truck broke down, she would be the one that comes out with the tow truck and gets you. And it's a pretty hard job, because it's you have to get a special training. You have to get a CDL Class A license.
Mm-hmm.
because you have to drive track the trailers.
Okay.
Because, you know, it splits in the middle when it's towed. Mm-hmm. And you need to learn how to drive a tow truck, how to tow a vehicle, you know. So that was one. And the other one is actually still working, and she works in Soho. Mm-hmm. Right now, she has her own route in Soho.
Okay. So just the two?
Just the two in my garage, yeah.
Okay.
There are other women on the job, many women on the job.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Did you have a chance to go to the exhibit, This Is New York's Strongest? Photo exhibit
on Lafayette Street? No.
Yeah, no, you
didn't. No, my partner did. Actually, mm-hmm. It's funny. I looked in through the windows, and I wasn't really going to it, but because that's on my route.
Oh, okay.
So I pick up Lafayette Street. So mm-hmm. We were there, and then we were like, wait, we couldn't see it. Then we were looking in, and it was like a little dark in there. And then they didn't open up until 3 o'clock. And like I said, I wasn't too interested in staying mm-hmm. after work. So.
Yeah, right. To look at pictures.
Right.
Work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you find it funny that people are interested?
No.
This kind of thing?
No. Like I said, I don't want people to know everything about the job, because then everybody knows, you know, nobody wants everybody to know what they're doing all the time.
Yeah.
But I like the public interest in the job. I think that especially this year, people don't respect the job that we do as much, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, if we clean the streets in 3 days and there was no more snow, it would be hail sanitation men, you know? So
right.
I like the good publicity, you know, especially being the union representative, you know. You never want to hear bad things about the job or about the people you work with or the people that you represent, you know?
Yeah.
So good publicity is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Are you at all worried about how the public perceives public employee unions, like after all the stuff that's going on in Wisconsin?
Yes. Yeah, it's terrible. It's terrible. They're going after working people. I mean, you know, these are people that are not making $1 million a year. These are people, middle class people, all of them. Every single one of them is a middle class person. And, you know, they're trying to take pretty much their livelihood away. I don't know how many people you could talk to. I mean, I've only heard statistics out of Wisconsin, but if he gets his way, it'll be 8% of their salary that they will not take home, their take home salary. And I don't know how many people you talk to that could afford to lose 8% of their take-home salary. You know, wives, kids, houses, cars. It's expensive to live, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's terrible. I don't know if it's as much the public or, you know, certain people. And, you know, listen, we're in a very tough time right now as a nation, as a city. I mean, you know, as a state, as a city, you know. So you have to concede a little bit. Everybody has to, you know? But the way that it looks now is it's mostly on us, and I don't like it.
Mm-hmm. So you, the union, and you are worried that...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure, definitely. You know, most of it's... You never know until you know. You know what I mean? You never know until it's done, and they tell you, all right, this is what we're going to do. But there have been... you know, rumors about what they're going to do as far as, like, making people work 25 years for a pension or maybe not collecting it until they're 55 and cutting down overtime or cutting down pensionable overtime. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, like I said, there probably have to be some concessions made, but also you have to understand that people took this job under... you know, they expected certain things. They signed up for this, you know what I mean? And what they signed up for is what they expect. Now, to take that away from them, they might have went a different route, you know?
Yeah.
So it's hard.
Do you ever go to, like, events or political actions, like protests or anything?
No, I'm not involved like that. I'll be honest, I know a little bit from reading. You know, I watch it and I read up on it. But as far as, like, I don't read into it enough to even make a stand for anything, because I wouldn't know what I was talking about. And mm-hmm. there's nothing worse than that.
Does your union ever work with other public employee unions? Do you band together at all?
I'm not sure, but I couldn't tell you definitely, but I'm sure that they do. You know what I mean? Usually when the cops and the firemen and the sanitation, all, you know, it's pretty much the same pension benefits, all that stuff. So they work together. When one gets one thing or one gives one thing, the other one usually follows, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you want to be a school teacher, then kind of the same thing?
Yeah, kind of the same thing. Yeah, actually, my fiance is a school teacher.
Okay.
And, yeah, she's worried too, I'm sure. She's actually more worried because they were talking about laying off 7,500 teachers. And she's been there 5 years, and that would still be her if they did that, you know?
That's a lot.
That's a lot of teachers. I don't know what they're going to do with all these kids.
There's going to be like 40 kids in the classroom.
Running around crazy.
Yeah. Is she working in Staten Island?
Yes, she works at PS 55 on Staten Island.
Mm-hmm. Did you guys grow up together?
We knew each other in high school, and we started dating, I guess, when I was 21.
Mm-hmm. Do you plan on living in Staten Island for the rest of your life, you think?
Yeah, I plan on it. I mean, I'm not opposed to moving, but I don't see why. Nothing's forcing me out, so, you know, depending mm-hmm. on what we find together and what happens. I mean, she lives right now 8 minutes away from work,
mm-hmm.
so I don't think that you could beat that. So yeah. We're probably pretty much trying to stay in the same area, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So, with all this information that we've just collected, what do you want people to get from it? Or how do you want this to be used? How do you see it being used?
I guess as just information on sanitation, you know, this is a sanitation worker's view of his job. You know, you could probably interview 10 sanitation workers and get 10 completely different hour-long sessions than we just had, you know.
Yeah.
Because some people may not be happy with the job, some people may see the cuts differently, some people have different, very different experiences on the job, you know. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes through different experiences, and they could see it completely different.
Yeah.
So I guess this is just my point of view of how my career has went so far, you know?
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that we haven't talked about that you'd like to say?
No.
Anything I should have asked you that I didn't?
No, you asked about snow, you asked about the garbage pickup, the slowdown, the union. You pretty much covered all bases.
Mm-hmm. Well, then we can end here if you want.
Yeah, if that's good for you.
I think so. Yeah, that was an hour.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow,
did it feel like that long?
No.
Okay.
I was seeing like the number 24. I was like, wow, we've only been here for 24 minutes, but that's upside down, isn't it?
Yeah, it was, we started at 7:10.
Wow.
Yeah. I interviewed my dad last year about his job. And
what does your father do?
He's a piano tutor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And, like, it went like that. Like, we had no idea how long we had talked. And he was like, that was the longest I've ever talked about that in 25 years.
Well, this is definitely the longest I've ever talked about the job.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one more thing. The best thing about working for sanitation, especially not being in, like, not being a supervisor or a management position,
mm-hmm.
is I never take my work home with me.
Yeah.
I have no stress.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody gives me something to do for the day. I do it, and when I'm done, I sign out and I go home, and I don't think about it until I get there the next morning.
Mm-hmm.
And that cost a lot to have a free mind, you know?
Yeah.
So that is definitely one of the best parts about the job.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Great.
Cool.